This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Let's get into Wisconsin. This is the game that you've been talking about. Mid-November. Mm-hmm. On the road. Tough place to play. Weather, although the weather seems like it's going to be pretty good. Where is the patented Joey Harrington worry meter now that we're here?
Six.
A six?
Yeah.
Would it have been an 8 months ago?
Potentially. Two issues. One, the weather. It's going to be 52 and sunny, you know. Like, that's not Wisconsin. That's not Lambeau. That's not, and Van Dyke is injured. And Wisconsin has not figured out their quarterback situation. You know, frankly, I don't even know. Last I checked, they were talking about, you know, having somebody else play. I mean, that is not the recipe for the worry meter to be spiked. Yeah. Now, that being said, last week, Oregon didn't look great. They still won by 20, you know, what, three touchdowns? They covered the spread. I mean, essentially, it was the game that the odds makers expected it to be. It just wasn't in the fashion that we have come to expect as Oregon fans, right? So they missed Tez Johnson. They missed Marcus Harper. It was noticeable that they were gone, right? Jordan, like, so if you get into that situation at home against Maryland, where Autzen can help bring you out, what was it, 29-18 or something at one point?
Something like that.
Yeah. If you get into that situation and it's November and you're at home, you can dig out of that. If you get into that situation on the road at Camp Randall, you get 70,000, you know, drunk college students who are screaming at you. You got the band, you got the pressure of the end of the college football season, the birth of the Big Ten championship. Like, there are stranger things that can happen, right? We've all seen it happen before, but I'm not nearly as worried about it now for those two reasons, being the weather is not going to be blowing sideways and sleet, and they're just not as good at, you know, minus Tyler Van Dyke, they're not as good a football team as we thought they were going to be at the beginning of the year.
And they can't stop a nosebleed when it comes to the run game. So, I mean, that's always one of those that when you're having a weird game, when you can turn around and hand the ball off, I mean, it's such a huge advantage. I just think we're at the point where if Oregon loses the rest of the year, I mean, Big Ten title game aside, because you're going to place a really good team, but these last handful of games, if they lose, it's because they lose, not because someone beat them. There's not a team left on their schedule that should beat Oregon, even if Oregon brings a solid B game.
Right. I agree. And the only reason that I was still focused on this game is because with a a good Wisconsin team, not a great Wisconsin team, and some bad weather and some pressure late in November, a B Oregon team could get beat on the road. But that's not the situation we're walking into right now.
It's kind of an odd Heisman year because, you know, I think if Oregon finishes this off, any normal year, Dylan Gabriel is probably the Heisman. But you've got Travis Hunter out there who's as unique as they come, and then Ashton Jeanthey. What do you think the realistic odds are that Gabriel brings home another Heisman for Oregon?
One in four? I mean, you said the realistic odds. I mean, those three guys, and I mean, who else are you going to throw in there?
There's a handful of guys. I mean, all of a sudden people are saying Jaden Milroe's back in it, Cam Ward down in Miami, but there's...
I mean, that Cam Ward, that's what I was... I mean, if Cam Ward, you know, does something ridiculous at the end of the year, I think that he's for sure going to be a finalist, and at that point, there isn't a Marcus Mariota who's running away with things, right? I don't know. I think you could make a case for all three of those guys with what Ashton Jeanthey's doing at Boise State, being essentially a mid-major program that's taken them potentially into the college football playoff with a historic season, with what Hunter's doing on both sides of the ball, even though his team isn't having the success that the others are. I mean, yeah, I think that Dylan's got just as good a chance as any, and at that point you play yourself in and see where the voters go.
Yeah, especially like to me, if Colorado loses again, doesn't make the Big 12 title game, kind of gets forgotten about. If Rourke at Indiana, if they kind of get handled at Ohio State, it kind of dwindles down to where it's like, I'm not going to say he wins by default, but there's a chance that if he just stays steady Eddie, and more than likely, there's some pieces that are going to fall around him, he kind of just is there. He may just end up being the default guy.
Potentially. But at that point, if you're a voter and you are defaulting to Dylan Gabriel, would you rather give your vote to Ashton Jeanthey?
Yeah.
Right? Because what he has done at because so much of what this award has become is the best player on the best team or the quarterback of the best team. And we've lost that, what's the adjective that they use? Most outstanding.
Yeah.
Right, it's not the most valuable. It's the most, college football's most outstanding player. What Ashton Jeanthey has done at Boise State is pretty dang outstanding.
Yeah,
right, I almost feel like voters might shy away from simply a default vote, and this could be the year where a guy like that wins.
Well, I could see that because a lot of times, the South won't vote for someone from Boise State, and it's a valid point, like. What if they look at it and say, this is the year we can toss one, and now no one can say that we never respect the little guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
If Dylan Gabriel's at Georgia, they wouldn't consider that. But out west, Oregon, and Gabriel's, again, just steady Eddie. I could see that. I could see them doing, hey, this is the throwaway year. Give it to Jeanthey, and then we'll never give it to someone from a group of five ever again.
The interesting thing, though, is like you look at what Gabriel has done, especially during that stretch of like weeks, three through eight.
Yeah.
I mean, he was phenomenal.
Yep.
And it really hasn't, the last couple weeks, he's just been, I'm going to say normal.
Yeah.
but we've come to expect like that 300 yards and three touchdowns and no picks and 72% completion. That's just kind of like,
yeah, right,
cool.
I know it
does.
He's pretty auto.
Yeah.
Do you think if you had one big game to win, do you want Bo Nix or Dylan Gabriel?
Ooh.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think I can answer that in a objective fashion, not because of my school loyalties and not wanting to, you know, piss people off, but because I haven't seen enough of Dylan Gabriel, right? I had 2 years of Bo Nix, or we all did, right? I feel like I had enough of a sample size where I don't quite feel like I've got a large enough sample size with Dylan Gabriel. I think he's been really, really good. How much of that is because this football team is really, really good around him? Like, how, like, I'm not quite sure. We were able to see the development of Bo Nix from junior to senior year. Right? We were able to see that, you know, him turn into that leader, that guy that, for that, like you just said, give me the ball, give me Bo Nix, we're going to go score, right? I think I just need a larger sample size with Dylan Gabriel.
Have you met him?
I've talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. He reached out when he first got to town, and this just is a testament to what a guy he is. He said, "Hey, I was hoping you could help connect me with some people in the community who would be willing to support the efforts that I'm putting in back at my high school, you know, helping to get uniforms, helping to get, you know, their, my understanding is they had some, let's just say some fraud or some adults take advantage of some situations." And Dylan's like, "Look, I want to take my NIL money and I want to turn it into something good, right? There's this narrative out there that all these college kids are just getting paid and, you know, they're greedy and they just want the money. And I want to turn this NIL into something good and take it back to my high school." And so, and that was literally the first conversation that we had. And I was like, "You're a quality dude. I mean, welcome to the community. Hell yeah, I'll help." And he went out and had, you know, his first event back this summer back in Hawaii, and we helped kind of organize a few people to help take care of that. And so, yeah, he's just a quality guy.
Well, it'd be pretty awesome to see. Remember, he reached out to Marcus about wearing number 8, and Marcus was his hero growing up on the island. And boy, to see the two Paulies, you know, that one kind of worshiped the other one, same number, coming to the same school. It'd be pretty neat to see two Heismans sitting there side by side. I mean, I can imagine if you're Dylan Gabriel, if that happens, that's a pinch yourself sort of moment to be, you know, I'm sure at that point, you know, maybe Marcus can come to the ceremony. That's unbelievable.
Oh my God. I mean, literally dream come true, yeah, type of stuff. That's, but let's, you know, cart, horse, let's take a deep breath. You know, don't want to jinx it. I mean, come on.
But it's wild to think he grew up watching Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that make me feel old, but certainly. Yeah. Cause Gabriel's like the oldest guy in college football, minus Cam Rising.
Hey, here's something that may make you feel good. My soon to be daughter-in-law is from Detroit, and I was talking to her the other day, and you came up. And she was like, "Who?" And I was like, "Wait, what? You're from Detroit?" Like, she claims to be this big Lions fan. I'm like, "You're from Detroit. You don't know who Joe Herring?" She's like, "Oh, no, I know. But, you know, it was a little before my time." And Matthew they're all Matthew Stafford people there. I thought that would actually make you feel good because, like, it's not even a thing for her.
Yeah, so you're saying I should feel good because she doesn't hate me?
Yes.
That's the rationale. Yes, I was like, "Hey, there's somebody back there who doesn't hate you."
Well, there's somebody back there, it's like, yeah,
warms
cool.
My heart.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's not so much the love, but just the lack of hatred.
That's right. Hey, baby steps, right? Baby steps.
Yeah. For sure. it's always a pleasure to talk. You guys just make me feel so good.
I know.
That's what we do.
Well, on that note, you get to be in Phoenix. Enjoy the sunshine, and we'll continue. Well, it's actually kind of sunny here today.
It's not too bad.
It's been raining.
I gotta say, I'm surprised. I was waiting for the first question out of the gates to be, did one of your teammates really take a dump on the owner's car?
Oh my god!
You know, and we didn't get to it.
Gosh.
So you know what?
We forgot.
Gotta go again.
That's the tease.
Write that note down.
I know. I'm putting in my notes.
Completely spaced on that.
Who was it? Give us a little nugget.
Yeah, it was a lineman, wasn't it?
No pun intended.
I'm not going to tell you who the teammate was, but you know, we can't do that. But I might be able to tell it. You know, you were ragging on me last week that I wasn't bringing enough stories. I was like, well, this isn't story time. This is Football Friday.
Right.
So, you know, that's okay. Maybe we'll just keep saving it until the end of the season.
But it was a lineman, correct? That's a lineman move. It is. Your silence says everything. It's a lineman. 100%. That's an old lineman. 100%.
He laid out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we won't talk to you next week because we're off. Wait, is next week the holiday? No, it's not, is it?
I think it's the weekend.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Look at you just trying to bump holidays.
He might have even hung up. I don't hear him. Thank you, Joey. He hung up.
Told you. You know what that means? That's an old lineman. No other position group would take that to heart. That's
fantastic.
That smells like a left tackle.
The club is next on The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.